a diabetes breakthrough.
Stumbles, fumbles, gaffes, and towel snapping. You could say that's what this hour of America tonight is about. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We try to make sense of it all. I swear we do. The buzz in your backyard. The good news is you can certainly chime in. We always invite you to throw in your two cents, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or sick of it all. You are welcome to this overnight highway. Earlier in the day, somebody was asking me about Herman Cain, and they were talking about the fact that his wife went on Greta Van Susteren's show and talked about what a great guy Herman Cain was, and that, you know, never, ever, ever, ever is there any indication of any improper behavior toward women, that that's just not the man that she knows and has been married to forever. And a lot of people feel like, in looking at the polls, that the sexual harassment allegations of the past, for whatever they were, and because we didn't know much detail on them, let's face it, that it didn't take much of a nick out of Herman Cain's run for the White House on the Republican side. And Mrs. Cain says that Herman completely respects women. Gloria Cain talked a lot about the allegations against her husband, and I'll say it again, the main thread that I seem to get out of it is that this is absolutely not my husband. This is not him. And he's raking in a lot of money since the allegations first started to come out, or were revealed anyway, more than 3 weeks ago now. We're almost on from Politico, and then the anonymous turned into, okay, one person identifies themselves, and then somebody else is coming forward. But now nobody's really focused as much on that with Cain as they are about his blunder. And that's on the heels of what happened with Governor Rick Perry from Texas, the fact that he couldn't name the three departments that he would cut out. And he boxed himself into that corner, by the way, and then got stuck and just could not come up, couldn't come up with it. He didn't have it anywhere. He's trying. Oh, he was trying so hard, but he couldn't do it. Now you have Cain in a kind of a similar situation, although not on the stage as much, where he's stumbling over a question about Libya. Take a listen to how he responds here.
So you agreed with President Obama on Libya or not?
Okay, Libya. President Obama supported the uprising, correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say, yes, I agreed. I know I didn't agree. I believe in having all of the information, as much of it as I possibly can, rather than making a decision or making a statement about whether I totally agreed and didn't agree when I wasn't privy to the entire situation. There might be some things there that might have caused me to feel differently. So I'm not trying to hedge on the questions. It's just that that's my nature as a businessman.
All right, so you know, Cain was meeting with the editorial board for a newspaper, a big one actually, the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Journal Sentinel. They've been around for a long time. When the Libya question came up, you could hear that it was asked. And then there was, you know, maybe 8 to 10 seconds where, and I'm going to describe it for you on camera, he just had a deer in the headlights look. This is radio, so you're not getting the feel of that. You kind of heard a pause there, but that's what happened. And he said what you just heard. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say yes, I agree, or no, I don't agree, that kind of thing. And here's the thing. Is this comparable to Rick Perry? Does this show that he didn't know where he was, what he was trying to settle upon, of how to answer the Libyan question? You know, to me, a little bit of a gaffe, but anything near what happened with Rick Perry? Not really. Because he's sitting there with newspaper people. They're peppering with all kinds of questions. He thought about it for a second and tried to explain, although he had a rough way of doing it, that he needed more information to determine who the opposition was. Well, you know what? That's what we say. The Muslim Brotherhood and whoever were the rebel band. That was my concern. Remember on this show, and many of you, who steps in? Well, you're going to have a government overthrown, a nasty, bad dictator. But who's coming in? Islamic terrorists? People who want nothing to do with the United States or Western ways? I mean, that's a concern. So I'm reading a little bit into what he said, is that he wished he had, you know, I'm sure that our intelligent people have more information. And I think truly what happened, and maybe I'm wrong. I mean, he hedged. He definitely hedged. But maybe the hesitation partly is because he didn't want to level Obama. In this particular instance, he didn't want to go for the jugular with Obama and say that he blundered or made a mistake because he was following suit on the heels of the UN and all that sort of stuff. So we keep pointing to the polls and popularity. Kane's popularity fell 11 points in a CNN Ork International poll that was just released on Monday. He fell to third place behind Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Not a surprise, Newt Gingrich suddenly has gained a lot of steam. So is Kane going to slowly slide all the way back down the scale, or is he going to stay in the hunt, double digits, close to whoever the other candidates are? I'm telling you, I think he stays in the hunt. Hey, he's not going to be number one necessarily, but I think he's right there on the top. Big bombshell, having nothing to do with politics of that sort, but a different kind. The former Penn State assistant, Jerry Sandusky, who everybody knows his name now, if for some reason he was not locked away for a very long time like the rest of his life, I think he'd have to find an island to go and live on. Who doesn't know this man now? He was at NBC with Bob Costas, and he said that the charges aren't true, that he sexually abused young boys over a 15-year stretch. Here he sums it up.
I say that I am innocent of those charges.
He admitted, however, he showered with boys. So the question becomes, America, geez, if you have a son, would you feel like it was okay for your 10-year-old to shower with the coach? Do you think that's appropriate and nobody would question that? And to just say he's a big, overgrown kid is okie dokie. Oh, that's Jerry. He's a big, overgrown kid. He's just snapping towels on the young boys. He loves to be around young kids. Yeah, right. We're not buying what Sandusky was selling to Bob Costas, but to Bob Costas' credit, he hammered him on a lot of points, flat out asking him if he was a pedophile, and then talked about some other aspects of coaching and his dealings with the boys. In fact, a little more details on that coming up around the bend. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The Twisted Tales of Jerry Sandusky, the former revered coach for Penn State. That's what we're talking about here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. In case you missed it, Bob Costas, to his credit, didn't let up. He was relentless, asking him if he was a pedophile, asking about showering with boys, telling him about eyewitness accounts. So why would they lie about it? It doesn't make any sense. And he'd say, I don't know, you have to ask them. So he really tried to make Sandusky squirm if he could, because of course it was a phone interview and Costas was doing the TV side of it, but he still got it. He got Sandusky to answer the questions, but it was very creepy. I'll be honest with you. It's like you had to have a shower afterwards. He is a liar, he is a loser, and he is loony. And I can think of stronger words to use, but they've already been used. So we don't even have to go down that path. And ultimately, it will be up to the courts to come down with the final hammer on this guy. But with all of what the grand jury has, I cannot imagine in my wildest imagination that he walks out and away from these charges without doing any time. The whole theory of where there's smoke, there's fire. Oh, this so applies. It so applies. For a couple of reasons, even if you want to take the most basic reason. Just picture yourself, guys. I'm serious about this now. Serious. Imagine you are, like Sandusky claims he is, you are a giver. You are the head of your son's Boy Scout troop, whatever it is. You're right there to lend a hand. You're doing whatever you have to do to help the kids. You're camping. You're doing all those things. Can you imagine if you were falsely accused of anything like this? You'd go through the roof. You'd go through the roof. So even on the phone, very flatliney. Doesn't seem like a guy defending his actions. Oh, we just snapped towels at each other when we were naked in the shower and I was with a 10-year-old and Mike McQuarrie stumbled upon us. That's what we were doing. I wonder how many people are buying that. And if you are buying it, well, I have some beautiful property. It's in Florida, not too far from my family's house, only it's in the swamps. But don't worry, they're going to raise it. And if you write me a check right now, we'll call it even. I mean, come on. Ridiculous. Outrageous. We could go on and on with all kinds of adjectives. More victims are coming out. And these people are not making these stories up. Not that many people, not the eyewitnesses especially. The janitor, what's in it for him? Ooh, let me make up this story. McQuarrie, what's in it for him? Nothing but shame and an awful sight to see and something he has to deal with. And now probably something that cost him his job and something that should have been set up the flagpole a lot sooner. Where is to catch a predator when you need him? I thought it was funny. The first thing that popped in my head is Costas on NBC on this new Brian Williams primetime show doing this story. We really could have used to catch a predator many, many years ago to catch Jerry Sandusky. He did nothing to change my opinion of him. Absolutely. Absolutely nothing. He says he's not a pedophile, but I like to shower with kids after workouts. But I'm not a pedophile. Should we hold it against the other thing I was talking about? Should we hold it against Herman Cain that he was confused on the Libyan question? Or as one writer, Jack in Austin, said to me, oh, Kate, who cares? So do we care? And here's a big one for you, too, as we hit the headers. The Obama health care law could be torn apart by the end of next year. The Supreme Court is hearing the case on the constitutionality, especially of the individual mandate. What will the Supreme say? They've set aside 5.5 hours for oral arguments on the healthcare cases. They haven't set a date. This is huge. These are historic arguments, my friends. Could happen late February or early March. So 2 hours on the individual mandate, 1.5 hours on whether, if the mandate is unconstitutional, the rest of the law still will hold up, and 1 hour on the law's new Medicaid requirements on the state. Also 1 hour on whether the courts can hear challenges to the law now or whether they have to wait until the mandate actually takes effect in 2014. Better hope that the makeup of the court stays the same depending on what you want to see with this ruling. I'm not a fan of the individual mandate because I don't see how it makes your insurance cheaper or makes you incentivized to get insurance by these health co-ops that sounded really good. I can't get anyone to tell me that they are good, and other people who have been disappointed when they've been in the health co-op. So what's the diff then? What's the difference? 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, just real quick, I guess we're looking at no NBA this year, huh?
Yeah, pretty much that's it. How can we, you know, we're talking here, they're saying it's a standstill. David Stern said, you know, pretty much this is it.
Well, just so you know, I'm on the player's side, so.
The players should be able to keep their percentages. No, listen, I agree in this one. They wanted to cut the players at one point. They're saying, oh, well, you didn't take our last offer. We'll cut it down to 47%.
Yeah, I figure the players ought to be getting 60%. I don't go to watch some white cracker owner own a basketball. I got to watch the players. You know, that's why you go, you know, instead of going to a college game, you choose to go to an NBA game because, you know, you're going to the, you're watching the best, supposedly. Although some of the guys in that league, I'm thinking, you know, maybe we, like Charles Barkley says, we got to cut down the amount of teams because it's definitely diluted. But in any case, though, you know, you're spending that big money and you're going to see the best. You're not going to see some owner. Now, I understand the owner owns the team. You know, he has to pay for the operations and everything. But when you're sitting back saying, hey, we deserve more money than the actual product, you know, I'm sorry, and then the sad part about it is every time one of these guys get a multi $60 million deal, everybody's screaming about it. Some guy making this much just to play basketball, you know? You know, well, don't even talk about that because, you can't even imagine how much these owners make.
Oh, absolutely. They won't let anyone see their books. That's part of the problem. They don't want anyone to look at their books. Okay, then if it's not such a big deal, let's find out what kind of a profit you made and talk about it from there. Absolutely. I don't blame the players in this case. I don't.
Right.
And plus, right. you're a capitalist, so if you're a capitalist, you got to play for what you can get.
Yeah. And, the Steinbrenner family makes $600 million off the Yankees every year. You know, they pay $200 to the team. Another $100 or $200 to royalties and slash running the team, and they pocket probably about $200 million. Nobody talks about that, you know. I mean, it's So the point is that it comes down to the fan. If you're stupid enough to pay, you want to pay that much for entertainment, go ahead. You know, I'm not going to pay $400, $500 to go sit and watch a basketball game for 2 hours when I can watch it on TV with friends, you know. So I agree.
And plus, listen, the first part of the basketball game, Matt Johnson will tell you this. He and I talk about this all the time off the air. It's NBA is not what it used to be. And the first half, who cares? You have to watch the second half anyway.
Yeah, the last 3 minutes. There you
yes,
go.
Yes, last 3 minutes.
So, as for this Sandusky guy, Kate, so he's saying, oh, I was in the shower and they did, right? And tell you a little something, Kate. When you're a single adult male or you're an adult male, period, okay, you have to pay attention to the situations that you're in. You know, you got to understand that sexual abuse slash charges, whatever, all this stuff that's come about, and it's become the forefront in the last 20 to 30 years. You know, I mean, you hear stories about it constantly. As an adult, you have to make sure you don't put yourself in the positions to where you can be falsely accused. You know, this guy's sitting there admitting that he was taking showers with him. So, well, that was stupid. You know, they're not your kids. You shouldn't be naked in a shower with some other kid.
No.
You just got to use your smart. And this goes for everyone that's listening, you know. Make sure you don't put yourself in bad situations.
I agree. It's just if there was really any truth to that, which I'm not buying what he's selling, thanks, Don, you would never put yourself in that situation. I use the example, would any Boy Scout, Cub Scout, any of these leaders, really, would you do that? And, you know, even with your own kids, I don't see a lot of people doing that. Not when you've got a boy that's 10 and 11. They want to be left alone. They want the door locked. They don't want to take showers with people.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Patience is a virtue, and it's something that Newt Gingrich is kind of embracing now, the former House Speaker, as we mix it up here with the politics of the moment, because it changes. So Newt Gingrich, check it out, jumps up 14 points among Republican voters, right? Mitt Romney still steady Eddie. He's right there at the top. But the former Massachusetts governor is the only contender, if you believe these head-to-heads against the president, the only contender in the race with electability. Oh, I'm so sick of hearing this. The establishment guy. I saw a headline today, conservatives reluctantly eyeing Romney. So we're taking the person we don't believe in and trotting him up because he's the most electable. And really, head-to-head, Romney versus Obama? You think Romney beats Obama? But I don't get it. So nobody has passion for Romney, but they see him as the sure thing for the nomination. Does that make sense to anyone? Okay, we don't think this is our best guy. I'm not really that excited about him. And we've got the incumbent president that we're running against. But let's put Mitt Romney up there. In a Romney contest against the president, really, is there going to be any level of excitement for very much? I think that's a fair question to ask. Is it because he's not necessarily stepping in it or he knows how to get himself unstuck if he's stuck? And then this idea that anybody but Romney, is there really an anti-Romney vote? I don't think he has necessarily high negatives, as Politico says. They say the same thing, that he doesn't necessarily have high negatives, but he doesn't get a lot of excitement either. He's not lighting the flame. He's not doing it. So, in the meantime, I already mentioned this, the fact that Newt Gingrich moves up in the polls, and you have Rick Perry, who is still hanging on. He says he has a big announcement on Tuesday. He wants to breathe some new life into his bid for the Republican nod. And he opened an Iowa campaign telling people not to settle for a candidate who will just propose incremental change. He says he's proposing a fundamental overhaul of all three branches of government. It's hard to not laugh at that. He said no one other than the Republicans seeking the nomination offer any kind of sweeping change, which he must mean the incumbent. And that's what he's saying, the incumbent. So here's Perry with his own twist.
I'm the first to admit I'm not the most polished candidate out there. But let me tell you one thing, I stick to my principles. And those principles include a flat tax so simple you can file your income tax on a postcard. I'm going to unveil a plan to uproot all three branches of government and overhaul Washington.
Okay, it's safe to say that. When in doubt, just go for the generic. All three branches. Of course, we know what he means, all three branches. And I hope he knows what he means when he says all three branches. Say with me, right? Legislative, judicial, and the executive. Is that what he's talking about? 800-259-5791. We did a straw poll about a month ago. Herman Cain won, but barely, over Ron Paul. Ron Paul over the weekend was part of another Republican debate, this time in South Carolina. The people putting it on, CBS News, CBS got bombarded by complaints that Ron Paul wasn't even given 90 seconds, that it was ridiculous. It was like he wasn't even on the stage, and it was unfair, biased, et cetera, et cetera. So everybody wants a piece of these debates because they're getting some ratings. Notice you even have CNBC in the middle of it. You have NBC, MSNBC, Fox, name it. You got a network. You're right in the middle of it. Speaking of being in the middle of it, the big story that we talked about in the beginning, and I'm bringing it back around again because there is a little, I said this was politics in the mix, but this is a little bit of politics, the Sandusky thing. Flat out, Jerry Sandusky saying, I'm not a pedophile. I showered with kids after workouts, snapped some towels, but that's what I did. That's what I did. He's free on $100,000 bail. So what do you think? Serious denial? I mean, he mentally is in serious denial. His lawyer has practiced with him so much he knows exactly what to say. And since his lawyer is the master of spin, let's get in front of this right now. So that's why he gets in front of it and answers Bob Costas's questions. Or you think he's just simply trying to throw up some kind of a defense shield so he can at least put some kind of a face on it where maybe some of you listening will be sucked into the tale of Jerry Sandusky and actually think there is a shred of truth to what he's saying. Oh, I hope not. Let's go to Rick in Illinois.
Hello, is this Princess Kate?
It is.
Oh. They talk about Romney, but I think that's going to have to be their choice. I don't think anybody else is going to come ahead. It's all falling down.
Even Newt Gingrich?
He's got a lot of baggage.
He does, but his baggage is the woman baggage, too.
Yeah, you know,
mostly.
Wife, because she's dying of cancer.
Yes.
Did he get censored from Congress?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what the pages, the
young
girls there.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's going to bring him down. And of course, Herman Cain, he's done for in a way, so. I don't see anybody else but Mitt Romney.
Well, that's what a lot of the people in the conservative movement, they're denying it, but then they're saying it. That he's the guy, he's the establishment guy, and this is it. He's got the best chance to beat Obama, so he's going to be the guy. I don't know. I kept saying that. I thought it was Romney, not me choosing Romney, but me saying that, okay, if you look at all angles of this and where he is, he's steady all the way through, whether somebody jumps ahead of him or he's ahead of somebody else, he's always the other guy or the leader. So it seems inevitable that it's his because he's playing both sides of the middle, and therefore you could get more of that independent vote maybe. I don't know. In a different way, Romney reminds me of Gore. I mean, not politically. Yeah. They have completely different beliefs. Remember Gore? Gore the boar.
Well, I don't think Romney's going to go anywhere. Nobody wanted him last time he ran, so I don't know what changed. But people wanted this time around either, so I think it's kind of throw him out there and hope for the best, I guess.
Yeah, unless it's somebody else, because it's never too late, and who knows, and you might be surprised.
I see out there in the state, they're taking Joe's name off of everything. I said they're going to take down his statue and take down his name off the championship and all that stuff. Well, it must be something to this guy that doesn't have or whatever. Sandusky, is that his name?
Yeah, Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
He did an interview with Bob Costas, denies everything, all of that. But
Of course,
exactly. So nobody's buying that, and it's hurting everybody who is connected to it because they're taking away trophies, they're taking names off of boards.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because how do you think that that's okay behavior? You see that and you just let it go. What man does that? Not any man I know.
No. And Herman King, he's denying everything too. So.
Deny. That is the word. That is everybody's favorite word in their back pocket. Deny.
Well, he's guilty as all get out. So. But you see what his lawyer said the other day? Herman King's lawyer that they're not going to stop women coming forward, but they do. They better think twice about it.
Yes, because if his lawyer wanted to, they could go for defamation of character if you just had a lot of different people that were coming out. I mean, anybody that comes forward, you could sue them for defamation of character and say it's not true and why are they saying that and it's hurt me or whatever. But I don't know. It's interesting that you bring that up about Kane. Is Kane cooked because of the sexual harassment thing or no? Does he still find a way to be relevant? He's right now still relevant, but how long that holds up? Because even if he's third in the poll, he's double digits still, so he's still hanging around, Rick, so keep that in mind.
I think he's going to fall off.
Yeah. Let's put that out there. What do you think? Thanks, Rick. Drive safely. How many people think Kane falls before the end of the year? Because we have November, a chunk of November left, December, and then you have the caucuses and the primaries. I mean, here's a better question. Here's the deeper question, my friends. Whether you are a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, somebody with a vested interest in seeing the country do well, who's not going to be standing in the race against Obama on the Republican side when we get to the caucus in Iowa? When we get to the first primary in New Hampshire, who is not going to be there? Is Herman Cain way gone? Is Rick Perry way gone? Is Rick Santorum gone? Is John Huntsman gone? Or do they stay in the race all the way through the spring and then somebody starts to really emerge that you know is going to get the nomination? 800-259-5791. We're checking the mail coming up.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Fascinating and sing. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Beside me, I want you to love me.
Life is all about choices, and many of your letters to today's mailbag was exactly focused on the choices that we all make. So without further ado, let's race to check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Anne, who says, Kate, did you happen to catch the interview that Greta did with Gloria Kane? Wondered what you thought. You know what? Honestly, just in watching her, I respect the fact that she seemed to me very authentic. She did. Forget everything that's happened. I look for authenticity because I think that you can tell a lot by what a person's saying. And she was authentic, regardless of any of the other stuff. And she talked about that it's not Herman Cain, that those allegations, that's not who she knows. That doesn't make any sense to her. And that he's always been respectful of women. Then you have Gloria Allred, who was the lawyer who was there when one of the women who accused Herman Cain of harassment and bailed from the restaurant association. You had Gloria Allred saying, what a shame, how wrong is this? Because she's defending the women who say they've been sexually harassed. So Gloria Cain decides to address head-on the harassment claims and says she has no idea, does not know this man, that this is not Herman Cain. That's not who she's been living with, who she's been with forever and a day. I think the Cain allegations may clip him a little bit, but I was looking up as everything I could find about polls that just asked if you believed them and that kind of thing. And I found one earlier in the day. I found actually a couple talking about whether or not people believed Cain's story. You know, it's a smattering of voters. You always have to keep that in mind with these polls. And what the Hill poll showed is voters are split. That likely voters are divided evenly on whether they believe Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain or the women who have accused him of sexual harassment. You know, who do you believe, the women or him? And the survey showed that 40% of the people who responded believe Cain's accusers, 39% believe him, 47% of likely voters want to see him take a lie detector test, while 35% say he should not. So voters just in polls are split about this. And I guess it's not a surprise to me. It's not a surprise. But that's one of the few things that the voters are split on. As we march down the path of pulling out the mail and checking some more that we got in, Joe in Illinois says, "Hello, America. Tonight, in looking at all the fare that's out there, meaning things that you've already talked about, I would have to say to me, and you're right about this, the Sandusky thing is just too juicy. Juicy in a sad, sick, perverted way. I don't think anybody feels great looking at Sandusky and wondering, how could you, Joe? How could you?" And there is some truth to that. There is some truth to the person who's been there as an institution, and you watch that institution crumble. For goodness sake, we're all humans, and any of us are capable of failing, and all of us do fail in our lives. But failing at certain business things, failing to kind of tread the line, is much different than failing to make sure that an ex-coach / friend is at least goes through the judicial process, because you point out what's been going on with them, how that is covered up. Just ridiculous. That's what it is, ridiculous. Okay, here's one from Taylor, who says, "I watched the Bob C. interview. It is filled with trash talk and smack. Sorry, if my son was molested by Sandusky, he'd already be 6 feet under. How can any of the victims' families control their rage and anger?" Yeah, the whole thing about, "Oh, I showered with the boys," that's the thing that, how do you get over that? And the answer is, you don't get over it. I mean, the answer is, no way does the coach take a shower with the players. And, you know, that's the thing with the open showers, but very common in athletic facilities and maybe a couple of shower stalls. And sure, the players are showering, the coaches really aren't anywhere near them. They're breaking down footage and doing other things. Now, in this case, we're talking about a retired coach, most likely, not every scenario, where he's with a kid on the campus, and then that's what ensued. I'm surprised. So risky is what I would say. But now he's caught, so the risks aside and everything he did to dupe the people around him, it's front and center now, and the whole world knows. And the whole world knows what happened at Penn State. So is Joe Pa part of a civil suit? I wouldn't be shocked. Is he part of criminal? No, he gets a pass, but not in the court of public opinion. Not in that court. I don't think so. Amy says, "Joe Pa, how embarrassing. I went to Penn State in the mid-90s. I can hardly imagine what it was like for those boys, what they went through. I don't care what their background is. This is just flat out wrong, and they ought to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law, so many people are fond of saying. I concur. I absolutely agree. Let's go to another email that we were sent here from John. Kate, I hear you dissing on the NBA here and there. What's your problem with the NBA? I love me some NBA. Looks like I'm not going to see any, though, this year, so I've had to go over to the dark side and join my football friends. But I would really rather be watching the NBA. So do you think they'll have a season? Well, the National Basketball Players Association is saying they're not going to continue to in the collective bargaining agreement. They'll dissolve the union, become a trade association in order to pursue the legal course against the NBA. So I think that a lot of the players are going to be looking for work, you know, ways to work out, all that kind of stuff, because they're not going to get these jobs back. It's not looking very good at all for the season. Wow, when doesn't it figure? You think of the Dallas Mavericks, for all you Texas fans listening to us, and finally they come through, they win the big one, and their chance to gloat, get their hardware, get their rings, is wiped away because of this strike. It's not really a strike, a rejection, the players' rejection. And they decide they're going to get rid of the union and sue the league. Probably be the year. And I didn't get them. I was offered season tickets for a pretty good deal. That would be just my luck that I would have just paid for the season and then not gotten anything of a season. Wow. That's rough. Very rough. As we head for the exits here on America Tonight, we recapped a couple of things for you by going through the mailbag, whether it was Sandusky or any of the other fair that we mentioned. Some of the stuff I'm telling you will keep you up late at night thinking about how awful it must be for the victims of some of those families to see the comments about how people didn't know and how it wasn't taken to the police. This is old territory, but I think those wounds are starting to really, really open up.